Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Steve Luber. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heil moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to third. Williams moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Luber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Haney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ford out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Heil steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Jim Todd now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to third. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. Carew scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Larry Haney. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Hosley reaches second base with a double. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North bunts towards the mound. Luber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hosley moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Randall. Hosley scores. North moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Twins. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to third. Rudy moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Washington reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. Rudy scores. Bando moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Bando scores. Washington scores. Garner moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Athletics. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hosley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Braun reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Pazek now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hosley hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. North reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rudy. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Rudy steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Billy Williams. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Rudy moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 10-5, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-4 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Alexander scores. Bando moves to third. It's 12-5, Athletics. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall is hit by the pitch. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-7, Athletics. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.